Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. Maseches Brachos has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema. The next 2 prakim deal with Tefillah. The last 4 prakim deal with Brachos. Good. Perek Aleph Me'emesai has 5 Mishnais. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Arvis, then Shacharis, then Derech, then Brachos, then Yetzis Yisraim. Great. Perek Beis, HaYikor B'Torah, has 8 Mishnahs. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Kor B'Torah. Beis is Bein HaPrakim. Gimel is Shadleit. Dalet is Uman. He is Chasen. Next is Rachatz. Next is Tavi. Next one is Chasen. Good. Perek Gimel Mishmeso has 6 Mishnahs. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Lefanav, then Kavru, then Nek, then Balkari, then Betfila, then Zav. Good. Perek Dalad, Tefila says Shachar, 7 Mishnahs. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Zmanim, base of Midrash, then Shmona Esrei, then Keva, then Chamor, then Svina, then Musafim. Good. Perek Hay, Ein Omdin, has 5 Mishnahs. The symbol for Mishnah Aleph is Chasidim, then Geshamim, then Kansipur, then Teruf, then Simon Ra. And then we get to Perek Vav, Ketzim Mevarchin has 8 Mishnayas. Mishnah Aleph, the Simon is Al HaPeros. Alright, so Mishnah Beis, we learn what one does if he made the wrong bracha, and there's 3 mistakes listed here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Berech Al Peros Ha'ilam Barei Priya Dama, Yatza, your Yotze. Val Peros Ha'aretz Barei Priya Eitz, Lo Yatza, you're not Yotze, Al Kulam, but in all of them, Im Amr She'akol Nieh B'dvaro, Yatza, you're a Yotze. Alright, so in terms of a Simon, typically I like to use a word from the Mishnah as the simon, but it's not applicable here. So in this case, the simon is going to be ta, made a mistake, ta, made a mistake. The Mishnah Gimel is all about the bracha of shehakol, so the simon is going to be shehakol. So the simanim are ta and shehakol, ta and shehakol. Now in terms of a simon story for Perek Vav, the zichru simon for Vav is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So we'll use an image here to build our simon. So we have a sword, and since we're dealing with food here, we'll imagine this sword as a shish kebab spear that food is stuck onto. So first we poke some peros, some fruit onto the sword. So we're poking some fruit on, that's all peros. Followed by some sticky tar to remind us of the simon ta. Ta, tar. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but all is fair when it comes to making simanim. The goal is to be a trigger, so the tar reminds us of ta. And then after tar, we have some chicken, which will represent a shakol. So once again, we'll imagine this sword as a shish kebab spear that fruit is stuck onto. First, we poke on some peros, some fruit, onto the sword, followed by some sticky tar, reminding us of ta, which is followed by our representative shehakol bracha, the chicken, stuck on the sword. There you go. Very simple. You see the peros, you see the ta, and you see the chicken, which is our shehakol. Great. That is our budding simon story for Perek Vav. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz. All right, which perek do we have the mishnah that deals with when someone makes a mistake during davening? It's a simon ra. That's in perek. Hey, and the simon is simon ra. Good. Which perek do we have the mishnah that deals with someone who's on a boat and has to daven Shmona Esrei? That's in perek. Dalad, and the simon is svina. Good. Which perek do we have a mishnah where someone said a Berei Priya Dama on something which is a Berei Priya Eitz? That's in perek. Vav, and the simon is ta. Good. Which perek do we have the Mishnah where someone's reading the Torah during the Zman Kriyashma? And the question is, if it's Yotze, that's in Perek. Base, and the Simon is? Kori B'Torah. Good. Which perek do we have a Mishnah where if someone says, Al Kan Sipur, Yagiu Rachamecha Mishatkin Oso, we quiet him up, that's in Perek. Hey, and the Simon is? Kan Sipur. Good. Which perek do we learn about the Bracha of Shehakol? That's in Perek. Vav, and the Simon is? Shehakol. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.